The guardian angels are for all of us, and we ought not to forget our own. Angels are not only intercessors, they are mediators. This means that God entrusts them with His divine power to act in His name and on His behalf, to deliver His grace, reveal His truth, direct us down the right path, and protect us from evil. Throughout the centuries, many saints have described the caring guidance and protection of their own guardian angels. Pope Saint Gregory the Great was known to serve dinner each day to 12 poor individuals. One evening, he saw a 13th person among his guests. It was a beggar he had encountered once before. Gregory had given him his last few coins and a silver platter his mother had given him as a gift. The beggar revealed to him that he was, in fact, an angel sent by God. The angel told Pope Gregory that because of his mercy and love, God had given him the chair of Saint Peter and had sent him to be his guardian for as long as he lived. More recently, Saint Gemma Galgani was privileged to see a guardian angel and spoke with him regularly. He would deliver messages or letters from her to a spiritual director in Rome. When she would do something wrong, she said her guardian angel would be severe with her, either reprimanding her, remaining silent, or giving her a harsh look. When she was sick or was eating little, he would show her his caring side, asking how she felt and encouraging her to eat something. Once suffering and absorbed in prayer, she saw a guardian angel standing by her bed. He told her, "Jesus loves thee greatly. Love him greatly in return." Another time, when those in the house were not speaking charitably about a woman, and Gemma wanted to speak too, she later wrote, "The angel gave me a severe rebuke. He taught me to keep my eyes cast down. And one time in church, he reproved me strongly, saying to me, 'Is this the way you conduct yourself in the presence of God?'" Her angel taught her many times how to act in the presence of God, that is, to adore Him in His infinite goodness, His infinite majesty, His mercy, and in all His attributes. Like Padre Pio later, Gemma also would send her guardian angel on errands, such as asking Jesus and Mary some permission or assistance. Her guardian angel would bring back a reply. Now, what did the guardian angel of Saint Francis of Rome look like after she began seeing him constantly as a consolation from God? When one of her children died, he was so brilliant and blinding that she could not look straight at him but only at the aura surrounding him. But when she was in deep prayer or being attacked by the devil or mentioning him to a confessor, her angel let her look directly at him. She said he looked like a boy around 9 years. His eyes twinkled and danced as he looked at her. He had the kindest, most loving expression on his face. His blonde hair was like fine golden yarn. It reached down his neck and shoulders. The light from his hair enabled Francis to read the office at night. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, a famous mystic, would care for the well-being of his spiritual sons and daughters with the assistance of that person's guardian angel. On one occasion, one of his spiritual sons was seriously injured in a car accident. The man's friend decided to ask Padre Pio to pray for him. When he went to the telegraph office to send him the telegram, he was immediately given a telegram from Padre Pio. In it, the future saint promised to pray for the recovery of his injured spiritual son. After his recovery, they both asked Padre Pio how he could have possibly known of his accident in such a short time. Saint Padre Pio responded, "Do you think the angels go as slowly as the planes?" Saint Padre Pio encouraged us to always remember our guardian angel. In a letter to one of his spiritual daughters, he explained, "Develop the beautiful habit of always thinking of your guardian angel. That near us is a celestial spirit who, from the cradle to the tomb, does not leave us for an instant, guides us, protects us as a friend, a brother, will always be a consolation to us, especially in our saddest moments." The Lord, in His mercy, has placed beside each of us a companion to accompany us on our journey. Let us always remember our guardian angel and be attentive to his voice. Most of us don't physically see him or hear him, but he is always present beside us. He is our lifelong companion who guides and protects us each day. It is comforting to know that we are never alone, even in the most difficult moments. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.